Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Candy Foster. I'd like to welcome you to another amazing show with the Voices of Courage. And today, I want you to think about this. Who are you? I mean, who are you really? Is it time to remember? Is it time to step back from this busy, chaotic, crazy world and step back and really get who you are at the deepest level of consciousness? Well, maybe it is, because today is a day that we're going to help you to remember. In fact, my guest has a new book out called Remember. And what are you going to remember? Well, maybe in America we have an identity crisis. Just maybe. Maybe we think we are something that we're not. And then a lot of people I ask, who are you? And they say, well, you know, what I do is I do this, I do that. And, you know, I have a house, I have a car, I have a wife, I have all these. Well, those are nice things that you've accomplished, but who are you? What's at the core of you? And why is that even important to know? Well, I can tell you this. I'm sure my guest will agree. When we start to let go of the delusions and illusions of life, and we start to really remember who we are at the core, quite frankly, everything changes. And we start to step into a place in ourselves where we live more harmoniously. Spirit and nature kind of start dancing together. We start to feel more joy, more happiness. We start to step into doing things we've maybe never done before, because we remember. So I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to help you take you on a journey with my guest to remember. We'll be right back.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Are you ready to uplift your thinking, redefine what's possible, and have the energy, passion, and power to accomplish your greatest dreams? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. For 28 years, I've coached over 10,000 people to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Now, I've put the time-tested wisdom principles into my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. This book changes your thinking as you read it. It's time to change it deep inside. You know this. So come on, expand what's possible. Increase your courage. Step into your destiny. and order today at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. When you order today, you'll receive a personalized coaching session with me. Obviously, this is a limited offer. So why wait? Change for the better and order now at couragetochange.us. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and in studio with me is my guest, Paul Boynton. Paul, welcome.
Well, it's great to be here. It took us a while to make this happen, but I'm glad we're finally able to chat with each other.
It did take us a while. I was looking back, maybe way back in like February or March, something like that. We're trying to get you on the show, and I think we had some technical difficulties or something like that, so it's great that you're here. Let me give you a formal introduction to my audience so that they know a little bit more about you. Paul Boynton is a best-selling author. He's a speaker and an international social media guru. He began with Yes Philosophy promotes using small steps to make big things happen. As a trained social worker and therapist, his career spanned over 50 years in the healthcare, human services, and nonprofit sectors. And his newest book, Remember, A Little Book of Courage, Comfort, and Hope, was recently released and immediately became an Amazon best-selling book. Well, you know, courage is up today, Paul. You know, you're on the Voices of Courage show. So,
well, that's a nice fit for sure.
It's a nice fit, yeah. Well, okay. Let me just start with you a little bit. And, you know, what inspired you to write this next book? Remember, what inspired you to get that?
I think that most of the time what inspires me to write is my own sort of personal search or journey. And so I think it's many times I feel like I'm talking to myself when I'm writing a new book. And this latest one, Remember, A Little Book of Courage, Comfort, and Hope, definitely was a book that I needed to sort of write for myself. So it's a journey, I think, that I take with many, many people. I have a great community on Facebook that's become like a peer support network of people who are encouraging and helping each other. And I think, Ken, that I see myself not so much as a teacher as much as I see myself as a fellow traveler, and things that I discover that are meaningful to me, I like to share with other people. And that's what inspired me. I think the world, and I think you mentioned this at the very beginning, the world is can be pretty chaotic at times, and depending upon how much news you watch on TV, that sort of creates a sense of chaos that sometimes feels like it's spinning out of control. And so I felt like that courage, comfort, and hope, who doesn't need to think about that and invite more of that into their lives? And I feel like it's something that we have to share with other people as well. So,
well, courage, you know, when I think of courage, of course, I wrote my latest book is called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. But I think about courage as more as a power, a force that lives within all of us. A lot of people, it's undeveloped, but we start to step into that and develop that courage by doing things we've never done before. And I want your definition of courage, though. I'd like to know how you feel, you know, courage, you know, how do you define it and how does it show up in our lives and, you know, that piece. Let's talk.
Yeah, I don't think it shows up, at least for me, it doesn't show up in my life until I need it and until something is challenging or frightening me. And so I think it's a resource that sort of lays dormant or hidden until we need it. And then when we do need it, most of us are surprised to discover that we actually have more courage than we might have guessed or might have thought.
So that's interesting. You know, I think, courage seems to help us live fearlessly, right? So you got that fear, something's coming up, you go, well, okay, I'm wondering how I'm going to overcome this. And then there's something inside of us, if we're healthy, we start to develop that courage to to move into it in a healthy way.
Right.
You know, go on.
Oh, excuse me. But to me, it's sort of me. It's not the lack of fear that is the issue. I think the fear actually creates the opportunity where we discover how courageous we really actually are.
I think you're right about that. You know, I know in my own life, I embrace fear. Mm-hmm. And what I like to do is use fear, right, to see where I need to bring courage in, see where I need to change and develop and grow. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's kind of like one of those, a sword, like, you know, and out of the other side of it, we're sharpening that sword so we can, you know, be more brilliant, maybe be more powerful. What'd you say to that?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. And that's where I think the word remember is such a powerful word, because if we think back to how many times we've actually been courageous, how many difficult moments we've gotten through, how many challenges we have ultimately faced, we're reminded that actually we are more courageous than we might be feeling in the moment. And that sort of gentle reminder that waiting in the wings is courage that we need to get us through is very helpful to me, and I think to lots of other people as well.
Well, you know, I like what you're saying. And you know, it's about self-reflection. And I think self-reflection has a place for us in our lives. When we can take some time, like, you know, if my audience this week were to take maybe just 30 minutes of their time and do what Paul just suggested, you know, write down those moments where you felt courageous, that you were courageous, especially if you're in a place where you're feeling chaotic or the world's not working for you. I think when we start to tap into that self-reflection, we get answers that we're not thinking about.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's one of the things that in all of my writing that I find that I'm doing is helping people to reconnect with parts of themselves that have always been there, but that they've lost touch with. And so that reconnection, I think, is very important, not just on finding our courage, but also on finding other things like what's meaningful to us, what's our purpose, what makes us happy. And we get so distracted by all the things happening around us that we don't do what you're just suggesting, which is just sit quietly for a few minutes and try to remember where those things are and what's important to us. And we can rediscover those things. They haven't left us or abandoned us. They're still there. So we just have to take a few moments, and sometimes it's more than a few moments to remember and rediscover.
Well, Paul, I got to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about a bit more about the book Remember. We're going to tell people how to get it. We're also going to be talking about some of the qualities or the aspects that are in this book that can really help the audience move to the next level. You know, one of those is hope, and I know you've we'll talk about that when we get back.
Okay, sounds great.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We'll also provide free shipping of your new CGM, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 more times per day and injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. Are you in a place that you would like to unleash the power within your mind? I teach a class. It's called The Limitless Experience. This is about intentional living. It's a great opportunity to learn how to operate your mind efficiently expand your knowledge, tap into your inner wisdom, and connect with like-minded individuals who are evolving and making a difference in this world. This class is designed to help you unlock your true potential and achieve success in all areas of your life. By attending this class, you will gain valuable insights into your life purpose, legacy, how to get unstuck, how to break chronic patterns that are stopping your success, overcome limiting beliefs, and develop a positive mindset that will help you achieve your goals. I hope to see you soon at the Limitless Experience.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kim D. Foster. I'm talking to best-selling author Paul Boynton today. In fact, he's got a new book out. I think we'll put that up on the screen here. There we go. The book is called Remember, and it's you can get it, I'm sure, on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. And you can also probably get it at on your sites, Paul. Can we get the book there too?
Yeah, I think on my site they'll find links to Amazon and Barnes and Nobles and all, and people can go to their bookstores and order it there. So it's widely available. So wherever you find books, you can find Remember.
Okay, and they can just go to read. What was it called? Begin with Yes.
Yes,
that's it. Begin with Yes. Yeah, beginwithyes.com. Okay, Paul. In the book, and one part of your work is helping people to move from maybe hopelessness into hope. Let's talk a little bit about that, the energy of that, and how how you weave that through the book.
Yeah, I think that hope. I trained as a counselor and a therapist, and I've always felt in my practice that hope is probably the thing that helps us move forward. We have to begin to find even just a glimmer of hope that lets us feel like maybe things can be better, maybe I can feel better. And I think that we find that hope both within ourselves, but we find it from the people that we surround ourselves, the music that we listen to, the books that we read. And so we're bombarded with things that sort of bring us down. And what we need to do is begin to bring more energy into our lives that feels lighter, more hopeful, more optimistic. And that many times is simply how we spend our time, who we listen to, what kinds of books we're reading. And so we have to sort of take charge of what's coming into our psyche and into our souls and invite hope in. And we find it, ironically, many times by offering hope to other people, we become more hopeful people ourselves.
So hope is almost a lifestyle, isn't it? That's what we're talking here. It's definitely a mindset. And the mindset, we usually think and then we outpicture in our lives. So we're talking about if you're in a place where you're not feeling hopeful, maybe you should probably look at, the inside, but also the outside environment, I think, is important, too. What's your take on that?
No, I couldn't agree more, Ken. I think that it's like we are surrounded by energy, and it's the energy that we are, for the most part, inviting into our lives. So if you are surrounded by lots of people who are not optimistic, then that energy is going to impact you. And a lot of times the lack of optimism comes from people that are very important in our lives. And there may be people we're in relationship with or our closest friends or the people that we work with. And so we can't always move away from those people. So what we have to do is search for other people that can create a greater sense of hopefulness and optimism and try to bring more of those people into our lives to sort of offset the more negative energy that we may face every single day.
Well, that's really a really good wisdom. And I really would like to edify that for the audience. Paul's really talking about taking charge of your life, making new choices, and surrounding yourself with individuals that will uplift you and inspire you into your own brilliance, into your own greatness. And if you're, it's interesting. I think, this study's done years ago about, we are the six people we hang around with. I mean, basically, mm-hmm. we have the same financial impact in the world. We'll have the same amount of debt. We'll have the same hobbies, and you know, and so on and so on. And those people can really limit, especially, you know, I'm thinking of children too. I'm thinking that, you know, sometimes kids that are 18 don't really have much of a choice. They're in an environment that may be not the best environment for them. And yet, you know, we have Oprahs that come out of those environments. You know, we have superstars that come out. But I think what they've done is what you're suggesting. They've found a way out through help, through surrounding themselves with others that might have the mindset that they want.
That's true. No matter how discouraged they are feeling, if they can sort of envision it as a candle, the candle never actually goes out. It may flicker and it may be very dim, but it never ever goes out. And so if you can hold that picture in your mind, that your sense of hope has not completely burnt out, that it is maybe flickering, then the more you can bring other people and other situations and even music or books that we're reading, or if we're letting those positive things begin to impact us, then we're going to see that flicker become stronger and stronger. The other thing that I like to remind people about is that ironically, if you help other people feel more hopeful, you begin to feel more hopeful yourself. Like, and I think maybe an easier way to understand it is loneliness in this country and in this world is epidemic right now. There's, and it may be in part because of the pandemic. It may be in part because we spend so much time on our computers and on our iPhones, but people are feeling lonely. And ironically, it's people that are surrounded by other people. And so what I say to people who are feeling lonely is go find somebody else that's also lonely and help them feel less lonely. And by doing that, you become less lonely too. And the same thing works with just about everything, but it definitely works for hope. So if you could, if you're finding it difficult to find a sense of hopefulness within you, begin to help other people see a glimmer of hope in their lives. And if that sort of invites that energy, you're going to begin to gradually feel better yourself.
So the action step around that, my audience, is today go out and put a smile on somebody's face, make them feel hopeful.
Right.
Maybe it's at the store on the grocery aisle, or maybe it's someone in your community, your church, wherever it is. I love that. Go, you know, go give what you're looking for, right? And then
right.
It'll come back to
Absolutely.
You. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
You know, I'll say this too, Paul. I learned this a few years ago when I was working with the lady that has a nonprofit down at San Diego that was helping people before they went homeless, right before. And I said, and I asked her, I said, well, you know, what's the reason you believe people are homeless? And she said, well, my experience is a little different than what most people would tell you. And I said, what's that? She says, well, most people tell you it's mental problems, drug and alcohol. That's why people are homeless. But she said, my experience is that the reason people go homeless is because they've lost their connection. They've lost their connection with family, with friends, with their church, their community. And that's why. And of course, you know, we see that show up many times with people that have been taken advantage of, scams and things of that nature. They don't reach out to loved ones, and therefore they just go down these paths. But what you're talking about is, no, this is really important. Paul's telling us this is really important for us to connect and stay connected. So if you're lonely and you're feeling down, you're feeling like nothing's going to happen for you, go out and give away what you want. That's what we're talking about.
Right.
Wow. Okay. Paul, let me ask you, you've been a coach for many years. Right. You know, when somebody needs to transform their lives, where do we start?
I think where, again, this is, you know, where, why that word remember is so powerful, because the stuff that we've hidden away, and I'd love to, if we have time, speak a little bit about the human tendency to hide parts of ourselves away. Those parts of ourselves are real gold, in a sense, the things that make us unique and beautiful. So I invite people to begin thinking, trying to sort of go back to the time when they sort of put parts of themselves away and begin exploring by talking, actually, about what made them happy when they were little kids. What did they do? What were they like as little kids? And I'm not sure that if you know this or not, Ken, but I grew up, I was an immigrant man, but I spent a big part of my life in the closet. And I used to think that the closet was a place where gay people hid out, but I've discovered since then that it's a place where we're surrounded. Everyone has been hiding out in the closet with me. And it's that tendency and the pressure that to sort of put ourselves in the closet, lock part of ourselves away. And it's usually that part that makes us who we really are. And so we have to find ways to rediscover that. And it's not as hard as people. I think people spend so much time thinking like they don't know what they're passionate about that they're sort of focused on, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. And they would just sort of go for a walk and calm down and be quiet and invite that sort of passion to come back. They will discover that. And I have never worked with anybody that I can think of that hasn't been able to find their way back to at least being able to talk about and describing what sort of makes them have a sense of meaning in their lives and what's important to them. And as people begin just exploring those kinds of things in a very simplistic, very simple way, conversationally, then more information. You know, like it's with like when you begin remembering something and you're talking to your siblings or family members and somebody else adds a piece to that and someone else adds a piece to that. And you find that there's a lot more stored in your brain than you can recall easily. But once you begin to go down that path, you begin to discover all kinds of beautiful, wonderful things.
Well, you know, I think that there's a shortage of that in this world. And I work with many people that are in the same place where I just talked to a guy yesterday. He's working in a career that he thinks he should be. He's got a lot of obligations, got family, got kids, you know, but he feels completely stuck and he's shutting down. And, you know, it's like, well, how about if we developed a plan to get you out of this within a year or two? What do you think? Right. Mm-hmm. So there's always ways out of these traps that we set for ourselves.
Right.
But you said it, we can't change what we can't acknowledge. So when you're in the closet meaning you're feeling stuck. You're in a place where you're not expressing your true values, what you stand for, what your creativity is about, you know, who you want to be, right? That's the closet. And we don't talk about it much.
Right.
But you know what? It really creates havoc in lives if we stay stuck in there. And from my point of view, and I know Paul's point of view, reach out and get a coach. Reach out and find a therapist. Reach out and find somebody that can help you get unstuck. All right, I got to take a break, and I'll be right back. And then we're going to talk a little bit more about remember. And for all of my listeners, I want to thank you so much for tuning in and sharing this show with everybody that you care about. From my heart to yours, I hope you will continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible and bring more love in your life. Till next time. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'd like to welcome you to another amazing show with the Voices of Courage. And today, I want you to think about this. Who are you? I mean, who are you really? Is it time to remember? Is it time to step back from this busy, chaotic, crazy world and step back and really get who you are at the deepest level of consciousness? Well, maybe it is, because today is a day that we're going to help you to remember. In fact, my guest has a new book out called Remember. And what are you going to remember? Well, maybe in America we have an identity crisis. Just maybe. Maybe we think we are something that we're not. And then a lot of people I ask, who are you? And they say, well, you know, what I do is I do this, I do that. And, you know, I have a house, I have a car, I have a wife, I have all these. Well, those are nice things that you've accomplished, but who are you? What's at the core of you? And why is that even important to know? Well, I can tell you this. I'm sure my guest will agree. When we start to let go of the delusions and illusions of life, and we start to really remember who we are at the core, quite frankly, everything changes. And we start to step into a place in ourselves where we live more harmoniously. Spirit and nature kind of start dancing together. We start to feel more joy, more happiness. We start to step into doing things we've maybe never done before because we remember. So I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to help you take you on a journey with my guest to remember. We'll be right back.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
This right here is Confidence in a Bottle. It
makes me feel so much more confident than I've ever felt in my life.
They are some of the hottest videos on social media. Those videos claiming to instantly get rid of bags under your eyes. Annette Figueroa is here to tell us why she says this one is for real.
This one is for real, and I'm so excited. Not only does it work on the bags, it works on the appearance of crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles. We even have a video, and all he uses is a small amount, and that's how easy it is. And I did this to my father. We were at home. 4 minutes, 34 seconds, completely gone.
My real true opinion is holy words I can't say on camera. This is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, I could feel it just lifting my skin. It was amazing. It feels good. Feels great. Looks even better.
At our $14.95 price, it's the best way to try Plexaderm and see it work after your first application. Call the number on your screen.
Call 800-830-1358.
Are you ready to uplift your thinking, redefine what's possible, and have the energy, passion, and power to accomplish your greatest dreams? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. For 28 years, I've coached over 10,000 people to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Now, I've put the time-tested wisdom principles into my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. This book changes your thinking as you read it. It's time to change it deep inside. You know this. So come on, expand what's possible. Increase your courage. Step into your destiny. And order today at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. When you order today, you'll receive a personalized coaching session with me. Obviously, this is a limited offer. So why wait? Change for the better and order now. CourageToChange.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm talking with Paul Boynton. He's a best-selling author. He's got a new book out called Remember, and we're talking about that. You know, one of the pieces in your book, Paul, is comfort. That's an interesting concept, right? Most of us live uncomfortable lives, and they're doing things that maybe we don't like to do or want to do. Yeah. How can we bring more comfort in our lives?
I think that that goes back to an earlier part of our conversation by providing more comfort to other people. It's if you and I honestly don't know anybody right now in my life who couldn't use from time to time a little more comfort. And so I can be both a comforter and somebody that receives comfort. And it's that analogy of like if you give somebody a hug, you're getting a hug back. And so by providing comfort to other people, you find some comfort in yourself, and that I think it speaks to the sort of human condition. It's like, and that's why I really have so much passion around this new book that I've written, because who isn't searching for a little bit more courage, comfort, and hope? And I think it's kind of a universal thing. We are all in this together in that way, and so not only do we all want those things, but we have all those things to share. One thing that you said a moment ago, which I think is so profound, is that, you know, you talk to people who discover that maybe they're doing the wrong thing for their job, or they need to make big changes. And one thing that I love for people to remember is sometimes you create sort of more roadblocks for yourself when you create this pathway that forces you to make huge changes overnight. And so I once spoke to an attorney who wanted to be a poet. And I said to him very early on in our conversations, because he had three kids to support and lots of bills to pay, and I didn't think he was going to be able to pay those bills being a poet. And I said, why can't you do both of those things? And so it's like, and that seemed like sort of a revelation to him. He thought he had to choose one thing or the other. And so if you're, no matter what your situation, whether it's a job, a relationship, or where you live, or where you, and you wish you live someplace else, it's almost like, What can you invite into your life that begins to satisfy some of that desire and interest and passion that you're feeling? And so those small steps, the ability to sort of move in the direction of your goals, as soon as you start moving towards something that's important to you, then there's something shifts inside of us, and we begin to feel happier, more hopeful. We find our courage, and we're comforted. And so you don't have to necessarily think that you have to make huge life changes. You just sort of have to move in the direction of what you've discovered is what lights up your soul.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so, you know, I always like formulas. Like, first formula is acknowledge what's not working. First part of the formula. Step one, acknowledge what's not working. Step two, remember, go back to your childhood, like Paul said. Get in touch with what it is that maybe you love to do. You love to do then, maybe you love to do now. Step three, make a list then. Let's say you love to be a poet, like you just said. I'd love to be a poet. Okay, great. Make a list of all the ways that this might be able to manifest in your life. Maybe come up with 25 ideas. Step four that Paul just said, let go of black and white thinking. Open up the colors in your life. That's what we're talking about here. Look it up. You know, even though we live in duality, there's up and down, black and white, left and right. We live in a colorful world when we so choose, and we can bring in a lot of color into that world. And then step five, think of the rules that you need to let go of. Oh, I have to do this. I have to do that. I should do this. Right. Maybe let go of some of those rules so that you can have a little more space to be more creative in your life. What do you think, Paul?
I think all of those things make perfect sense. And what I would add to that, Ken, is, and I hope people wrote some of those, some of your suggestions down because they were really, really good. But then create a subgroup of people that are in your life that are sort of on similar journeys, and you get to support each other and encourage each other and remind each other and help each other remember what's important to me, and I'll remind you what you've said was important to you. And that creating that network is really a very powerful resource, and it can be a very small network, and it can be a big network. But begin looking for people, like-minded people, who want to go on this journey with you. And you don't have to. So many people say, you know, my spouse is too negative, or my kids don't think this is a good idea, or my best friend, or my boss, and we find all kinds of people who are not supporting us going on this journey. And you can't necessarily change that. So what you can change is who you knew you bring into your life. And so I think it's really, really important. I think that's why the Begin With Yes, our Begin With Yes community has over 2 million people there who show up every single day. And they're there because that's part of their life, part of their community. And they get acknowledged, encouraged. They find hope just by being in the presence of other people that are doing work themselves. And so it's sort of exciting to think that that is within the reach of every single person listening to this right now.
Well, and I'm going to say it all starts with one other person. I mean, Begin With Yes started with you and one other person, most likely, and then it started to proliferate. So it's not something you have to start with 2 million people. You can start with one other person and start to, you know, find that person. This is also about intentional living. So we start to set our intention to bring in, you know, you get clear with what it is that you're choosing to have now in your life as far as a support person or group. And then we go out, we start intending that. And listen, with commitment, providence moves. The people, places, and things that you need to show up in your life will show up for you. And I think that's a good thing. Listen, on the screen, we're putting Paul's website right now, beginwithyes.com. You can go over there and you can get his latest book, Remember. You can also connect with the Begin With Yes community. And, you know, so there's no excuses. There's a great community right now that you can step up to and make the change today. Listen, you know, this broadcast isn't done for Paul and I. This broadcast is done for you, your family, and your friends. So I'm going to encourage everybody as you're listening to this, because this is such a powerful show, to find one person that would benefit from this show and text it to them, email them, you know, so share it on social media so that you can be the change that you want to see in the world, right? Okay. Any thoughts?
Yeah, it's, you know, one thing you said very early on in our conversation, Ken, is just a smile at somebody. And I can't tell you how many times my day has been changed just because someone did that I didn't even know gave me a genuine smile that said, I see you. I acknowledge that you're here and I'm sending good vibes your way. And that's a power that we all have, to smile. No one can take that away from us. And so it literally changes people's lives and certainly changes their day. And if your day changes, then your life changes.
I love that. And, you know, the other thought is, let's talk about the challenge a lot of people have, which is to open up to receive, even receive a compliment. How many times have you gone out, Paul, and I've gone out and said, you know, those shoes are just beautiful. And those are all trashy shoes. It's like, well, how about just thank you and open up to receive those things, right? You come across that. Go ahead.
Say that again, Ken.
No, go ahead.
You got yourself excited. I interrupted you.
Go. I like it, you being excited. Let's see what you get.
No, it's just so interesting to me that, you know, the act of giving somebody a compliment, how many times do you look at someone and say, oh, I like that person's hair or their dress or their shoes or their smile or the way they interact with people? And we're so shy about sharing that sort of positive observation. And I honestly, you know, you have to give yourself permission to sort of stop being so shy. And if you feel, if you notice something positive or good or nice or noteworthy about somebody, share it with them, because you're definitely going to change their day. And when you see them smile, you're going to smile. And it just sets in motion this chain reaction that is very exciting to see. And it doesn't, it's like, but I don't know. I find so many times, even though I know this, so many times the sense thing about somebody and I want to say something about them and I hold back. I'm shy about it or I don't want to, I don't know, embarrass myself or take a risk. And there's no risk. You're not going to be embarrassed. It's like, if you have something, if you see something in someone else that's noteworthy, and it could be something just like, you know, the color of their lipstick or the hat they're wearing or the dog that they're walking with, and just let them know that you notice that. And believe me, you will make them feel better and you will automatically feel better yourself.
You know, I many people have changed my day just by smiling with their eyes. They didn't have to say anything. They just looked
That's
at
so
me.
True.
They just had this smile in their eyes, you know, because we connected. Years ago, when I was learning how to not be the first one to break eye contact, because that was something that, you know, I either learned or it's, you know, I was shy as a kid and I'd always look away first. So I thought, you know, I want to break that. I want to break that. I want to be able to, because the eyes are the windows to the soul, okay? So, I'd like to see, you know, the beauty and the love in each person's eyes without having to feign back and, you know, cut my eye contact. So there was a San Diego Charger game one day, and it was halftime, and I went around the whole stadium. You could walk at that time around the whole stadium. And I just looked at people, smiled with my eyes. You know, I was in a stare and just connected with them, right? I didn't. And by the way, that shifted everything for me. I didn't never have that challenge of looking away, you know, and breaking eye contact. So, you know, we're talking about cool things here. But connection is what we're talking about, right? You know, it's talking about connecting with our souls, with ourselves, and then really passing that on to others if we really want to have a brilliant life. And I want to say this, Paul. We're really talking about the new consciousness of the planet. We're really talking about letting go of the limitations and the old rules and stepping into your power. And that's really what the book Remember is all about. It's helping you to remember the brilliance that you are.
Right. I couldn't agree more. And it's so ironic that, you know, when it comes to power, which is a powerful word, but when it comes to power, for some reason, a lot of us focus on all the things that we don't have power over. And when we do that, we're ignoring all the things that we do have power over. For example, we do not have power over whether it's going to rain or not today. But so many of us put so much energy and attention into, oh, it's graduation, or it's my wedding, or it's like the picnic. And so I'm put all this energy into sort of trying to hold back something that you can't hold back, which is the weather. What you do have power over with is what kind of planning that you do. Do you look for the umbrellas? Do you find a restaurant that has a place where that has umbrellas that you can eat under outside? And so it's sort of like that. I think you mentioned it very early on in our conversation. It's sort of switching our focus from one thing to something else. And so if you're focused on all the things that are going wrong in your life, you miss all the things that are going right in your life. If you focus on all the things you can't do, you miss all the things that you can do. If you focus on all the things that you wish you could change about yourself, you're not focused on all the beautiful things that other people recognize that and see in you. So it's the power that we have to sort of shift our perspective and our vantage point and what we look at and what we see is all within us. So you have to remember that all the time.
Well, I love that. I love your weather analogy, you know, and I want to plus that for you. We have this news media that says, you know, oh my gosh, it's going to be cloudy today. Another one of those days. Oh my goodness. Jim Gloom is here for the next 3 months, or the big storm is coming, you know, batten down the hatches, you know, and I have to say, you know, if you watch enough media, you get programmed with that. But, you know, what Paul's talking about is the flip side of that. It's like, oh, it's going to be cloudy today. Oh, cool. Today's the day I can go exercise outside because it'll all be so hot. Or today's the day I can stay in and open up my journal and start really tuning into myself and what I want to go next and what I'll plan my life. You know, it's like we don't stop accepting what everybody else is saying out there and start tuning into your own understanding, your own wisdom. And what happens is life gets rich. Life gets brilliant. Wow.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We'll also provide free shipping of your new CGM, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 more times per day and injecting insulin 3 or more times per day or using an insulin pump, call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. Are you in a place that you would like to unleash the power within your mind? I teach a class. It's called The Limitless Experience. This is about intentional living. It's a great opportunity to learn how to operate your mind efficiently, expand your knowledge, tap into your inner wisdom, and connect with like-minded individuals who are evolving and making a difference in this world. This class is designed to help you unlock your true potential and achieve success in all areas of your life. By attending this class, you will gain valuable insights into your life purpose, legacy, how to get unstuck, how to break chronic patterns that are stopping your success, overcome limiting beliefs, and develop a positive mindset that will help you achieve your goals. I hope to see you soon at the Limitless Experience.
Hey, this is Ken D. Foster. Before I get back to my guest for our final wrap-up, I want to share this with you. Right now, you can go to our YouTube page and become a subscriber on YouTube. I really want to encourage you to do that. That way, you will never miss one of these episodes. Also, of course, you can tell Alexa, Cortana, or Siri, just play Voices of Courage podcast, and it'll come up for you in 185 countries. So you'll be able to tune in to us ongoing. So I want to let you men know that. All right, back to my guest, Paul. Paul, it's here with me, and we're going to wrap up. We only got about a minute and a half left, Paul. Final thoughts here.
Yeah, I think I guess two final thoughts. One is that you can begin this journey just by every time you find yourself resisting offering somebody a compliment, that you take that as a sign that you need to be bold and go ahead and offer the compliment. That just that in itself will change your life. The other thing that I want to say, which is really something really simple, is that one thing you have the power to do is go from wishing to doing. And I talk to so many people that wish they could write a book or want to write a book. And I say, get a notebook, take out a pencil, and begin writing, and then begin describing yourself as someone who's writing a book, not somebody that's wishing they were writing a book. And that sort of analogy works on a million different sort of themes in the lives of every single person listening. So if you're wishing for something, begin doing it. And you begin by taking small steps. They don't have to be life-altering or difficult or impossible or expensive or any of those things. But if you go from wishing to doing, then your life is going to change.
Okay, you heard it here from Paul. I want you to make your wish list, and then I want to make your action list this week. And that's it. Paul, thank you so much for being here on the show. Really appreciate it.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ken.
And for all of my listeners, I want to thank you so much for tuning in and sharing this show with everybody that you care about. From my heart to yours, I hope you will continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible and bring more love in your life. Till next time.